Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we started a chapter on the prohibition of mutual hatred, hating one another, severing of ties, and the disregard for one another. Disregard, tadabur, person now is turning his back on another person. In English also we use that expression, he's turning his back. Arabic also the same expression is used. They're both turning their backs on each other. In other words, you offended me. For some worldly reason a person gets upset with another person, and now he doesn't want to talk to that person. He wants to turn his back as though he didn't see that person. So all this is not something that is encouraged in Shariat. In Shariat we encouraged that we must keep ta'alluq, we must make salam. Here sometimes people go on to extremes. They feel that every single time that person has some function, we have to be there. Or we have to continuously go and meet that person. It's not like that. But if a person happens to, for example, to meet the person, if some person, some musalli, he may have had a small argument with him for whatever reason, something petty. Now if he sees the person, he doesn't ignore the person. He makes salam to him, that person makes salam, how you, how's everything. That's good enough. The person doesn't have to come very, very close to everybody. That is a different issue. Where people now feel now we have to become very close to the person. Sharia is not asking for that, but he's asking to be such that there is an environment of love, environment of muhabbat, environment of cooperation. That is how a Muslim should behave. Especially when it comes to family members, when it comes to brothers, it comes to sisters, it comes to fathers and sons, it comes to mothers and daughters, and it comes to family members, then people should go out of their way to keep that muhabbat and see how they can maintain that love and maintain that muhabbat. Yes, there will be times the person can accept his dawat, he's got some time on his hand, he's been invited for some function, he must accept it. And there will be times also a person will be busy, he can't make it, then he must attend his apology. So this should not be now interpreted because the person couldn't make it for every invitation. Now he is severing of ties. He's severing ties or he's harboring some type of hatred. That's a separate issue. But at least a person, when he sees the other person, he makes salam. He makes some kalam. On some occasions where there is a chance a person has got time, etc., then he goes and visits, for example, he goes and sees his brother, he visits him, he makes salam for him, he takes some hadiah, some gift, and he gives him. Occasionally he picks up the phone and he phones him. And this is what is encouraged in Islam. In the Western society, they don't have this. This kuffar nature, they don't have this. In fact, it's a very common thing that mothers actually wait for that call on Mother's Day from their son or from their daughter, just to wish them well on Mother's Day. And if they don't get that call, they feel very depressed, very sad that Mother's Day came, the mother didn't receive that call from one of the children. One person told me himself, white person, he told me himself, he said that I'm now disinheriting my son from my will. I asked him, why are you doing that? He says, because my son, I wait for that one call on my birthday, that one call I wait for on my birthday, just to wish me well, and it means so much to me, that one call from my son I get a year from him. And that call this year he didn't even make. In other words, complete disregard of me. Even that call on my birthday he didn't make. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us in our deen that we don't have Mother's Day and we don't have Father's Day and we don't have that one call. All the time a mu'min is on call when his parents are there. All the time he's on call. All the time he's checking on them. He's caring for them. He's showing them his love. So this is the difference between us and the kuffar. Our deen is rich and our deen is filled with values. So therefore when we read these Mubarak Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should take these values and we should teach our children also to maintain these values. Family ties is like that. Abunduha bibilaliha. That a person has to go out of his way to maintain it. It grows like a beautiful garden. The garden doesn't just grow like that. You got to maintain it. You got to prune it. You got to water it. You got to take care of it. And then that garden becomes a beautiful garden. It takes some effort. Family ties also is like that. Automatically, it won't just stay there. A person has to go out of his way, make some effort to see that family ties is maintained. And Allah Ta'ala will give this person respect and Allah will give him long life in his family if he goes out of his way to maintain family ties. So one more hadith to complete this chapter. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, tuftahu abwabul jannati yawm al-ithnain wa yawm al-khamis fayughfaru likulli abdin la yushriku billahi shay'a illa rajulan kanat baynahu wa bayna akhihi shahna. فيقال أنذروا هذين حتى يصطلحا أنظروا هذين حتى يصطلحا رواه مسلم. وفي رواية تعرض الأعمال في كل يوم خميس واثنين وذكر نحو. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the doors of Jannah have opened on Mondays and Thursdays, and every servant who does not ascribe any partner with Allah Ta'ala is forgiven, except for the person who harbors enmity towards his brother. Imagine, Allah Ta'ala's mercy is such that his people have been getting forgiven every Mondays and every Thursday, so long as the person does not commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So who, the person does not commit any shirk with Allah Ta'ala, and except for the person, the second exception is a person who harbors enmity towards his brother. So one is a person committing shirk with Allah Ta'ala, and other is a person who has enmity towards his brother. In other words, there's some dispute that had taken place, and now these two are not speaking, these two are harboring enmity towards each other. It will be said, leave them two until they reconcile. Leave them two until they reconcile. In other words, everyone else is getting this mercy, forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala on Mondays and Thursdays. But these two people are being excluded. One is a person who commits shirk. This person will be left out all the time because he is committing shirk. Allah Ta'ala does not forgive shirk. But the other person specifically, who now has some type of enmity with his brother or his sister or some family member, this person has with another Muslim brother on. So now what he'll be told, or his sister has with another Muslim sister, what will be told? Then leave them two. Leave these two until they reconcile. Hatta yastaliha. Anziru hadaini hatta yastaliha. That it will be said, leave the two until they reconcile. And imagine how serious this is. The person is being deprived of the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another narration it has it that actions are presented before Allah Ta'ala. Another narration has it slightly different. This hadith has it that the doors of Jannah are open on Mondays and Thursdays. Another narration has it that actions are presented before Allah Ta'ala every Thursday and every Monday. So slight change in the narration. However, the essence of the meaning is the same of the hadith. This hadith comes in Muslim Sharif, the second narration, and mentioned by Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi in his Musnad. Ulama explained that this hadith teaches us that enmity prevents a person from receiving Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. And enmity, now when we did this section, there is one proviso. There is one proviso, or when we say one proviso, it is for the sake of deen. In other words, a person, there is a person that may be bad company. Now, he may be even our brother, he may be our father, he may be a son, he may be some close family member, he may be a musalli also, some Muslim person. But by us keeping contact with that person, then it's going to affect our iman, it's going to affect our aqidah, it's going to affect our belief, it's going to affect our deen. Now a person chooses to stay away. This hadith, this chapter that we're doing, is a person severing ties, turning his back, and a person having mutual hatred. Now because of some action that this person may be doing, for example, this person may be openly propagating against the tenets of Islam. For example, he's openly propagating interfaith and is openly propagating the Abrahamic Accord. Or this person is openly speaking out against deen. Now, even though he may be our brother, he may be a musalli, he may be a Muslim that we know, but because of his actions and the way he's speaking, we are scared that he may affect our iman. Because of that, a person is remaining away from this person. He's remaining aloof from this person. Now, Sharia doesn't have a problem with that. That is a separate issue. That is a different issue. The person is staying away for the sake of deen. So remember always that these hadiths are speaking about, is there some petty difference that the person has. He has some petty difference with someone, and because of this petty difference, he is staying away. Actually, we missed one hadith. We'll do this hadith and then we'll just give this last explanation. An Anas radiallahu anhu, anna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, la tabaghadu, wa la tahasadu, wa la tadabaru, wa la taqata'u, wa kunu ibadallahi ikhwana, wa la yahillu li muslimin, ay yahjura akhahu fuqa thalathin, muttafaqun alayhi. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not bear malice towards one another. Not harbor jealousy for one another. Do not turn your backs upon one another, and do not sever ties with one another, O servants of Allah. How beautifully Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying it, that O servants of Allah, kunu ibadallahi ikhwana, O servants of Allah, that remain as brothers. It is not remain as brothers. It is not lawful for a Muslim to sever ties with his brother for more than 3 days. For more than 3 days, it is not permissible. Now this is this part of the hadith that we are explaining, is that when it's for some deeny reason, then a person is allowed to stay away. Sometimes you get a situation where a person goes into a company of some person, and all the time now he starts speaking about things that affect a person's iman. Now he's scared, if I'm going to go there now again, he's going to speak things that's going to affect my iman, it's going to affect the iman of my children, he's going to make such statements, or he's going to promote such things that are dangerous for my deen. So now when a person stays away from that person, now forget 3 days. Here the hadith said, it's not permissible to stay, to sever ties, it is not lawful to sever ties with his brother for more than 3 days. There when he's done for deen, but there again a person must check his niyat, and it must be purely for deen. It's not because of some malice and hatred. This person never called me for some, his daughter got married, he didn't invite me for the nikah, or everyone else was invited, I wasn't invited, or what he thinks of me, or how did he speak to me, he shouldn't have spoke to me, like that. This is not about anything personal, it's not about anything to do as far as the world is concerned. This is for the sake of deen. You know such a person is dangerous, then you stay away from him, even if you stay away for years away from him, then there's no problem. So that was that one proviso I was explaining, is that when a person loves, he's loving for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. When he hates a person, it's for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It's got nothing to do as far as the dunya is concerned. So this is keeping this in mind, and a person will understand what this hadith explains. So therefore the hadith warns us that we should not break relations with each other in worldly matters for more than 3 days. As for matters of deen, which permit the breaking of ties, as long as the sin persists, it is permissible and at times necessary to sever the relations. He was one person, a little bit of a modern type of a person. So he invited the children of another alim, pious alim. He invited his children to come home to play. So this modern person who's got a television at home, and his children a bit on the modern side with all the type of their toys and electronic gadgetries and modern PlayStations and whatever you get. So he's inviting the children of the alim to come home. So that alim told him that I can't allow my children to come to your house. So this person got very, very offended, this wealthy person, this modern person. What do you mean you can't allow your children to come to my house? He said, you see, I don't know what you got in your house. Those things may not be good for my children. If at my place they don't watch television, now they come to your house, they're going to start watching television. At my place they're very careful that they don't play with all this gadgetry, this modern day PlayStations and other gamings and all that you get, that normally would attract and hook onto children. So I'm scared that this may happen. I don't know exactly what you got in your house, and I don't know how my children will behave. So therefore, I'm not sending them. So this modern person got quite upset. So he came to tell me that this is what this alim had told him, that he's not sending his children because of this. So anyway, I went and asked my ustad, as a Mufti Sahib, asked him that this is what had happened. He said what that alim did was the right thing. At the time to protect your deen and to protect your children's deen, you must go the extra mile. It doesn't matter if somebody at that point is getting offended. You don't be offensive to anybody. But to protect your deen, to keep away from certain people, it becomes necessary. Person mustn't be, he doesn't have to be rude to that person, he doesn't have to be aggressive towards him. But for the protection of his deen, he must be very, very careful where he goes, which places he goes to. Some people, you go to their house, and you know for sure there's going to be intermingling. Their style is like that. All the ladies and men are together, they're talking to each other. Now he stays away from that function. There's no problem at all. This brother had invited him to his house, but he knows that this is what the condition is going to be. There he stays away, then there's no such thing as you breaking relation. Remember, we keep the relation with Allah Ta'ala. That is our primary relationship. If anything else is going to disturb the relationship with Allah Ta'ala, then we'll break that relation, but we won't break our relationship with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So this relationship with Allah Ta'ala is something that we keep at all the time, we keep it in mind. Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Alayhi was so careful about the company that his son, Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Alayhi's father, Hazrat Mawlana Yahya, He was so careful of the company that Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi would keep as a young boy growing up. He would be so careful of the company that he, Hazrat Shaykh, would keep, that if one namaz he saw him reading next to someone, and the next namaz he saw him reading next to that same person. So one namaz, for example, it was Asr Salah, he read next to one person. And Maghrib Salah, he's reading his namaz next to the same person. He would reprimand him for reading his Salah next to the same person twice. Don't keep too much of company with one person. Don't keep too much of company. It doesn't mean that person was a sinner or anything, but he would be very worried that he mustn't befriend too many people. My son mustn't befriend too many people. He must be more focused on his work. He must be focused on what he does. And today what we find, the fathers just give the children the cell phone openly. And the children are on groups with so many other people keeping the company, going here, going there. Yesterday one father was telling me that his son is in high school. He said he's involved in so many different things. I don't know. He's on his own buzz. That's the word he used. He's on his own beat. He's moving on his own beat. He's doing here, he's going here, and he's doing his own things. I hardly see him. He's doing his own things. And he's thinking to himself that it's okay. And look at the difference between Hazrat Mawlana Yahya Sahib and how careful he was. Who is reading namaz next to him? He mustn't become too close to people. He must be more focused on what he needs to do. And nowadays, when my son is on his own beat and own buzz, he may not worry. But this thing will affect the child, and tomorrow the child will be moving on his own buzz. Therefore, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave us one very, very easy, one very, very good, one very broad guideline, that al-mar'u ala dini khalili, a person is upon the ways of his friends. فَلْيَنْظُرْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. Look very, very carefully who you're keeping in your circle of friends. Be very careful. If the circle of friends are good, then automatically that son or the daughter will be on the correct line. But if the circle of friends are people that you don't know, moving on their own buzz and things like that, then very soon the time will come when he'll be going also on his own line. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Allah Ta'ala save us. Therefore, we will be careful of our company. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.